unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generation.
The eternal life. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light. This program comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our story today is a drama by Morton Wishengrad entitled The Hand of the Hunter. Featured as the narrator is Roger DeCoven. Aaron Meyerowitz is played by Jack Lloyd.
This is a story of the hunted become hunter. In many essential details, it is a true story. I am a chaplain assigned to the German city of Frankfurt in the American zone of occupation. 3 weeks ago, I saw Aaron Meyerowitz. I had met him twice before. He was born 18 years ago in a Romanian town named Cluj. These are the things that he told me. It began in the month of October, 1943. He was at home. He and his father, his mother, and his five younger brothers and sisters.
Aaron.
Yes, father.
Keep away from the window. Keep the children away.
All right.
You will all sit exactly where you are. You will not be afraid. Mother, where are you going?
The cat is in the street. I'll bring her in.
Let her be. Please sit down.
It isn't right. I'm worried about the cat.
The cat will manage. Aaron, may I have my Bible? Thank you. Seeing thou art come into the hand of thy neighbor, go humble thyself and urge thy neighbor. Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thine eyelids. Deliver thyself as a gazelle from the hand of a hunter. My son, keep the commandments of thy father, and forsake not the teaching of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thy heart.
Father, shall I go to the door?
Yes, Aaron, but be careful.
Don't shut the door. Leave it open. Your name?
Meyerowitz.
How many?
Myself, my wife. These five.
You didn't count him. What is this one's name?
Aaron. He's the eldest.
He can stay behind for now. So can the others. You will come with me.
Who are you?
Gestapo.
Give me a moment, please. I will get some things together.
Nothing. As you are.
May I speak to my wife and to my children?
Go ahead.
I should like to speak to them alone, if I may.
The door will remain open. You have 30 seconds.
Thank you. Aaron.
Yes.
You take care of
them. Yes.
Whatever happens, try to keep together. Try not to be separated.
I'll try.
Mother, don't you worry about me. I'll join you somehow. I'm sure I'll get away.
All right. Children, kiss your father. Kiss for me, Papa.
A kiss for you, Mother.
When we say 30 seconds, we mean 30 seconds.
I'm coming.
Month of October 1943, the father of Aaron Meyerowitz was murdered by a Gestapo agent in the Romanian town of Cluj. No particular reason was assigned for the act. The father of Aaron Meyerowitz was a Jew. In November 1943, Aaron Meyerowitz, his mother, his five younger brothers and sisters, was seized and dispatched to the concentration camp of Auschwitz. One year ago, in May, when the European war ended, I found an 18-year-old boy named Aaron Meyerowitz in the Austrian Tyrol. He had been liberated by an American army, and he came to me because I had a list.
They were at Auschwitz. My mother, my brothers, and my sisters.
There are no survivors on my list named Meyerowitz.
There must be other lists. I'll go to Auschwitz.
It's no use, Aaron.
All of them, Chaplain?
All of them, Aaron. I have the record.
I want the men who did it.
I know how you feel, but the courts will take care of those responsible.
They'll get away. Courts are courts of law, not courts of justice. I want the men who did it.
Aaron Meyerowitz, the murderers of Auschwitz, will be brought to justice. I give you my word.
Chaplain, don't lie to me.
I'm not lying.
Swear to it.
I'm a rabbi. I will not take the name of the Lord in vain. You can believe what I say.
I believe you.
Good. What will you do now?
I'm going back to the town of Cluj in Romania.
I'm glad. You'll find friends there, Aaron.
I don't want friends.
Why are you going back?
I want the name of the Gestapo agent who murdered my father. You remember me, Constantine?
Aaron Meyerowitz.
That's right, Constantine. Why doesn't anyone speak?
How did you get here?
I walked.
What do you want?
The name of the Gestapo agent who murdered my father.
We don't know.
Constantine, you always were a liar. You worked with the Germans.
I tell you, I don't know.
All right. Forget you saw me.
We'll forget.
Go back and do what you were doing. Go ahead, laugh. I said laugh. The rest of you, laugh with him. Go ahead, laugh.
Who are you? What are you doing?
Breaking a window.
That's my window you've broken.
I'll pay you.
What do you want? Who are you?
There's a picture of a man in that window.
I'm a photographer. I take lots of pictures. Why did you break the window?
The lady in the shop said the picture was not for sale. I want it.
What are you looking at me like that for? I'm not armed. You wouldn't do anything to a man...
Shut up. I'm not going to do anything to you. I want that picture.
Here it is.
What's his name?
I don't know.
What's his name?
If I knew, I'd tell you. He came in and asked me to take his picture, and I took it.
He was from the Gestapo.
He didn't say. I'm telling you the truth.
What's this written on the back?
Where?
Is this your handwriting?
No, it isn't. It says Krumbach.
Thanks. Krumbach. That's the man. Gestapo agent Krumbach.
Oh, wait a minute. That's not his name.
I thought you said you didn't know what it was.
Well, I don't. But I know it isn't Krumbach. That's the name of a town in Bavaria. I'm telling you the truth.
I'll pay you for that. I'll pay you for the picture, and I'll pay you for the window. Write your name on a piece of paper. I'll send you the money from Krumbach. They told me you were the new burgomaster of Krumbach.
I am.
I have a picture here. Did you ever see this man?
He looks familiar. Hannes, have you ever seen him?
I've seen the swine, sure.
What's his name?
I don't know his name. His sister used to live here. Name of Schneider. She lives in a suburb of Frankfurt now, a place called Hurst.
I'm much obliged to both of you.
Don't mention it.
About 4 months ago, Aaron Meyerowitz was picked up by military police on a road between Krumbach and Hirst. He told them his story. He was brought before a regional representative of UNRWA. That is a matter of record. He was allowed to be transferred to Lampertheim, a camp for displaced persons, about 50 miles south of the city of Frankfurt. In Lampertheim camp, Aaron Meyerowitz met a young man called David Levy, who also came from Cluj in Romania. Now the number of hunters was increased to two.
Your name?
Aaron Meyerowitz.
Your name?
Levy. David Levy.
Why do you want this pass?
We wish to pay a visit to the town of Hurst.
Whom do you wish to visit?
Paul Schneider.
Is she a friend?
You might call it that.
How about food?
We've got some rations.
All right. Pass for 3 days. Be sure you're back here before Wednesday noon. Move along. Next.
What can I do for you, gentlemen?
We're looking for Frau Schneider.
Sorry, I'm new here. Try somebody else.
There's a Frau Schneider who lives here. We're trying to locate her.
Young man, there are 60 Frau Schneiders living here.
Thanks. We'll try them one at a time.
You say she came here fairly recently?
That's right.
Try the next street, second house from the corner. I think the number is 42.
What do you want?
Frau Schneider?
Yes?
I'm glad to know you, Frau Schneider.
I'm scrubbing clothes. I don't have time to talk.
You'll have to talk to me, Frau Schneider.
Some other time.
This picture, Frau Schneider. Your brother?
He's a very good-looking man, isn't he?
He's your brother.
I never saw that face before in my life.
David. David Levy.
Who else is in this house? Who came here with you?
A friend of mine, Frau Schneider. I left the latch open.
Here's another picture, Aaron. I found it in an album, just as you thought.
Uh-huh. The same picture, Frau Schneider.
All right, he is my brother.
You admit it?
Sure, I admit it. He was a brave man. He was killed at the Battle of Leningrad.
Oh, Schneider, you're a liar. Your brother was alive in Romania after the Battle of Leningrad.
Where do you think you are? This country isn't Palestine.
No, it's Germany. Oh, Schneider, where is your brother?
It's a pity you're still living.
It's more of an oversight. Either you tell us, Frau Schneider, or we take apart your house.
Why do you want my brother?
We're rent collectors. Sure, that's right. He owes some back rent.
I don't believe you.
Madam, that's your privilege. David, what have you got there?
I found these on a table in the hall. Some letters.
Let me have them. You have no right to them.
What is it?
Look here, Aaron. The writing on the back of the picture you found in Romania.
I wouldn't have thought of that, David. Thanks.
It's postmarked Frankfurt. Number 3, Wagnerstrasse.
David, you stay here with her. Don't let her write. Don't let her see anyone. Don't let her telephone.
Where are you going?
To 3, Wagnerstrasse. If you ever read the Bible, Frau Schneider, I suggest you open it to the Book of Numbers. The revenger of blood himself shall slay the murderer.
I saw Aaron Meyerowitz for the second time on a street in Frankfurt. He was standing outside 3 Wagnerstrasse, standing as though he were rooted to the ground. He was pale. He had forgotten to eat. I made him come to my quarters. I insisted.
I've got important business, Chaplain.
Let me give you a bowl of soup and some bread.
My business can't wait.
You found him?
Yes.
You're going to kill him?
Yes.
Aaron Meyerowitz, what gives you the right to kill a man?
He killed my father. He murdered him.
So you're going to take vengeance?
Call it justice.
I prefer to call it vengeance. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
Chaplain, how many members of your family were killed?
I know how you feel.
You don't know anything.
Aaron, the 6 million who were murdered, they were my people, too.
And come with me. 2 are better than 1.
I'm trying to remember the word of God.
And remember that the revenger of blood himself shall slay the murderer.
Not you and not me, Aaron. The crime was also against society. Let society exact payment for the crime.
I can't wait that long, Chaplain.
Aaron Meyerowitz, you and I have waited 18 centuries. Wait another year.
Chaplain, tell that to my mother, to my brothers, to my sisters, to my father. Tell it to them.
You're not able to see properly. There's a film of blood before your eyes.
You're right. But I'm leaving.
Where are you going, Aaron?
Same place. 3 Wagnerstrasse.
You rang for me, Chaplain?
Sergeant, a young man just went out that door.
I saw him.
Get a couple of men. I want you to bring him back.
I've got just the men to do the bringing.
No, Sergeant, don't hurt him. And don't involve the military police in this. It's a private matter, Sergeant. Bring him back.
Take it easy, Felon. You won't get hurt.
Satisfied, Chaplain?
No, Aaron, I'm not satisfied, but someone had to stop you.
Why don't you have me taken to jail?
I could do that.
It doesn't matter. I'm going to see him. You can stop me now, but I'll see him. I know where he is. I can wait.
Aaron, there's still a law. There's still a morality. There's still an ethic in this world. It's slightly tarnished now. It has to be made bright, but more blood won't brighten it.
I lived through it, Chaplain. 5 years. You think you can stop me?
Aaron, you're a Jew. Thou shalt not kill.
Tell it to my father.
He would agree. That's why he died. Aaron, I want you to bring your father's murderer to justice. I want to see him stand before a civilized court. I want him to be given every opportunity to speak in his own defense and not to be prejudged. And then I want the court to decide with justice. Aaron, that's all we want. Not compassion, not pity, not charity, not vengeance. Justice. Aaron, are you afraid of justice for your father's murderer? I'm asking you a question.
You can ask questions. There are soldiers here.
Sergeant, leave the room.
Yes, sir.
He'll be waiting outside.
Sergeant, you're excused for the day. Take the men with you.
Yes, sir.
The door is shut. You can always ask a question when a door is shut.
I leave the door open. There's nothing to prevent you from leaving now. The question is justice or vengeance?
I'm going to Three Wagnerstrasse.
I want you to.
I'm going to see a man.
I want you to do that.
What else do you want? Do you want me to forgive him?
Yes, if that were possible, yes. If this civilized world permitted civilized human actions, yes. But it isn't civilized. And you and I aren't civilized, not yet. So all I want from you, Aaron Meyerowitz, all I want is for you to bring him here.
What will you do, Chaplain?
You and I, Aaron, we'll take him to the Allied military government. We'll allow him the chance he didn't give your father.
And you think justice will be done?
I don't know. But you can live and die like your father, or you can live and die like them. That's the choice, Aaron.
All right, Chaplain. I don't have a gun. All I've got is my two hands. Look at them, Chaplain. They're strong hands. All right. I'll make the choice.
He went through the open door and the door closed, and I waited. 3 weeks ago, I saw Aaron Meyerowitz for the third time. His hands were tightly clenched. He had made his choice, and he had brought a man to me. And together with Aaron Meyerowitz, I brought a man to the Allied military government. This is the story. Almighty God, deliver us from the hand of the hunter and the terror of the hunted. Almighty God, deliver us from vengeance and the causes of vengeance. Almighty God, make this day clean again. And though there be darkness, let it be as the morning.
Like a free copy of today's script, write to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now, we present Rabbi Roland B. Gittelsohn of the Central Synagogue of Nassau County. Rabbi Gittelsohn.
War is a time of heated passions and blinded perspectives. At such a time, it is not easy to silence the heart's anguished cry for vengeance. In our story this morning, Aaron Meyerowitz discovered how true this is. His father was killed almost before his own very eyes. He could only imagine to what fiendish brutalities his mother, his sisters, his brothers were subjected before their bodies, too, were thrown on some refuse pile or melted into soap that would never be strong enough to wash guilt off the haunted hands of humanity. If Aaron Meyerowitz were bitterly determined on revenge, that would not be so difficult to understand. For not just 6 million of his brothers and sisters were killed in the war. Never in all the centuries of life on Earth has any people, in any place at any time, been so horribly decimated. If every Jew whose heart still beats had become a psychopathic hunter, his hand lifted in hate against the hand of all humanity, that too would be understandable. But the hand of Israel is not lifted in hate. For the faith of Israel, like that of Christianity, has no room for hate. I never met Aaron Meyerowitz. I never met the chaplain who restrained him. But I understand the faith which moved them, because I have with my own eyes seen what such faith can do. I stood one morning in the field hospital of the 5th Marine Division on Iwo and saw quite the most remarkable sight of my life. In the distance, artillery was booming. Closer at hand, carbines were still snapping. And the ground surrounding us were the bodies of our own comrades and friends, bodies that were broken, bleeding. And there in the focus of attention was the enemy, one Japanese prisoner. He too had been wounded critically. And by his side were three corpsmen and one doctor pouring plasma into his veins. Four Americans, using American plasma, American skill, American care, to keep alive one Jap. I came back as proud of that scene as of anything I had experienced in combat. So I know how Aaron Meyerowitz feels. His aim is not revenge. His religion forbids revenge. Aaron Meyerowitz wants justice. Stern, inescapable, uncompromising justice. But not vengeance. For justice alone can ensure that these pains will never be suffered again.
Thank you, Rabbi Gittleson. Eternal Light is written by Morton Wishengrad. The music was composed by Morris Mimorski and conducted by Milton Katims. The chaplain was Roger DeCoven, and Aaron Meyerowitz was played by Jack Lloyd. Cantor Robert H. Siegel sang the liturgical introduction. The entire production was under the direction of Frank Papp. Be sure to listen next week to a special Passover program entitled The Tender Grass. If you would like a free copy of today's script, write to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. This program is a weekly presentation of the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations, and comes to you under the sponsorship of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.